How many like to be faithful? Faithful. Amen. A man that goes to work at his job every morning and is never late is considered faithful. You know the reason GM closed down in Cincinnati? Was because they had too much unfaithfulness on the job. Drugs, alcohol, and the union protected them. And he was losing so much money on the men because he wasn't showing up for work. And he shut down. Amen. If the church is ever shut down, it'll be because people are unfaithful. Not faithful. Amen. You be faithful to God and God's house and your children will bless you. Amen. Amen. The trouble that a lot of people are in today can be directly traced back to their unfaithfulness to the house of God. Hit, miss, unfaithful. Either unfaithful or he didn't start in time going to church. And he's reaping the harvest of a life ill sown. Huh? Amen. We need to be faithful to God. I mean, this is a dangerous society out here. Amen. There's a girl laying in a rest home, not very old. She's a vegetable in a coma. Her mother wants me to go and sing to her. Amen. And terrible things happening to the son. It can be directly traced back to hit and miss, unfaithfulness, stirring up trouble in the house of God. Amen. You stir up trouble against the man of God and you rob yourself of the only chance in the world to win your kids to God. It'll be too late for me to go sing to that vegetable in the rest home while you're reaping the harvest of unfaithfulness. Amen. You need to be faithful to God. I'm talking about what's happening right here in Hamilton. Amen. We need to be faithful to God. Any number of people all the time calling me and knocking on my door wanting a handout, but they're not interested in serving God or being faithful to the house of God. Just as soon as they get their handout, they're going to head out. Most of them are going to go knock on another church door and try to get enough together get on a bender, have a party, buy some marijuana or some coke. Amen. Sniff a little drugs. And they are so desperate that they're not ashamed to knock on the church door in order to get that. Church after church after church. Preacher after preacher after preacher. Amen. I try to get them to stay for church for help. Amen. If they're not interested in God, why should God help them? You got to help yourself. Huh? You got to help yourself. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread, that man will transgress. He that haste to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. What happens if a man is greedy and he hastes to be rich? He first starts robbing God first. Amen. He can't afford to give anything in church. He's too bad off to give to the church. Amen. Preacher keeps calling me wanting to preach for me. Amen. He's never paid tithes in his life. He's having a hard time now reaping what he's sown, messing around these no tithe churches. Now he needs help. He wants to come and preach for a church that gives. Amen. Because of them no tithe churches. Amen. See how much they give you. I know. I preached for him when he was pastoring one of them. 3 millionaires sitting there. They gave me $12. Amen. Barely could squeak that out of them. Amen. Hallelujah. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with his tongue. You find all kind of preachers that tell you you're all right. Just the way you are. Amen. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother. Isn't that a terrible thing if a person robs his father and his mother? Amen. Grandpa used to get drunk and then the boys would take his money in his truck and leave him laying somewhere. And he'd go out with his money and have a good time. Amen. And it wasn't a one-time thing, neither. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, there's no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. It's a terrible thing to rob your own dad and mom, isn't it? I mean, there are homes today where the dad cannot leave any of his stuff except under lock and key or secreted away. His own kids will steal it from him. Huh? Right here in Hamilton. Right here in the Cincinnati area. And be glad to get it. Amen. I mean, ain't nothing he's got safe. Amen. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? Isn't that a terrible thing? A kid rob his daddy and his mommy? What about people robbing God? God's sons and God's daughters robbing God just cause they can get away with it. Sentence against the evil work is not executed speedily. They don't have to pay tithes and offerings. Let somebody else do it. We got a lot of good givers down there at the highway homes. They don't need my money. They already got plenty of money. Yeah, but that don't give you an excuse to rob God. Huh? Amen. It's even worse to rob God than it is to rob your mom and daddy. It's a terrible thing to rob your poor old mom and daddy, but it's worse to rob God. The world's meanest thief is the man who will violate a trust. Amen. Meanest thief. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. That fat is another word for prosperous. Put your trust in the Lord. Amen. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely shall be delivered. Hey, incidentally, wise people run with wise people. You change companions when you get saved. You don't go to places you used to go, and you don't run with the gang you used to run with. You quit. Right then. Amen. Here's my text. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. This is my title, Bessie, Many a Curse. Many a curse. I'd like to talk about many a blessing first, because we like blessings, don't we? Everybody like a blessing. Say amen. Amen. And so I talk about many a blessing. First, Deuteronomy 28. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe and do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You believe that? You believe that? Amen. Amen. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. And blessed shalt thou be in the field. Isn't that wonderful? two blessings, double barrel right there. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, that's your children. Blessed, and the fruit of thy ground, that's your farm and your garden. And the fruit of thy cattle and the increase of thy kind, that's your sheep and cows and goats and hogs and what have you. And the flocks of thy sheep. Amen. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Can you say amen? You like that? Amen. Sister Collins said she's going to start buying a few extra beans and lay them aside for Y2K. Amen. Lord have mercy. How long do you think a few extra beans would last? Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe the weevils will be happy. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. How many like to have those blessings when you go in and when you go out? Just blessed ever which way you go. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Well, I'll not read all the rest of that. It's all wonderful. Let's skip down to verse 15. It shall come to pass that if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Amen. I mean, if you steal God's money, you're going to have a curse, according to Malachi 3:10. Be cursed with a curse. Amen. If you steal God's day, you see, God demands one out of seven. We got to go signal for the church. We got a whole day to go to church and serve God and work for God. Amen. Sunday's not for the family. It's not for the kids. It's not even for the old man. Leave the old skunk at home and go to church. Praise God. Let him sit there and rot. Go to church. Hallelujah. Let him sit there and starve. Go to church. Put God first. Say, honey, I love you, and I'll be back shortly after 12, and we'll have a big dinner as soon as I can get it cooked, but I'm going to church. Amen. I'm not going to rob God of his day. I'm going to put God first. Amen. Well, if you got a job, you have to work on Sunday. Quit. Get a better job. Hallelujah. Whew. I never did take a job I had to work on Sunday. I didn't even have a job, and they offered me a job on Frisco Railroad. I'd have been making as much money as my dad, and I'd never had a vehicle, never had a car, never had a bicycle, didn't have one suit of clothes, and didn't have any steady job, and I was offered a job as mail clerk on Frisco Railroad, and when they told me I'd have to be gone 2 or 3 weeks and work on Sunday, I said, I can't take that job. As poor as I was, poor as Job's turkey, poor as a whippoorwill. Amen. I said, no. Amen. I wasn't going to take that job and lose my soul. I'm going to put God first. Amen. You know what? I'm happy. You know what? I'm blessed. Hey, my dad wanted me to take that job. It wasn't but a few years till he lost his. Amen. I mean, they knocked all the coal burners out on Frisco Railroad. And when they put the diesels on, amen, they knocked all the passenger service out on Frisco Railroad. Is losing money on the passenger train. Amen. And so they quit the passenger service, and consequently they wasn't carrying any mail because that's where they carried the mail. And I wouldn't have had no job. What did you do, Brother Collins? I started preaching the gospel. Now I got the best job in the world. I wouldn't trade with the President of the United States or the Prime Minister of England. Hallelujah. I'm working for Jesus and laying up treasure in heaven. My dad was barely able to work him out a railroad pension, working on an extra board. Amen. I've got eternal treasures laid up in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I command thee this day that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. That's two, isn't it? Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou goest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. I'm talking about many a curse. Amen. Terrible thing to rob father and mother. But it's even worse to rob God. Amen. The Bible said, he that died under Moses' law, under the mouth of two or three witnesses, how much sorer punishment shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. You say, oh, Brother Carnes, that was all under the law. I will concede that. Jesus said, thou hast heard of them of old time. Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, whoso looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already in his heart. Amen. I mean, Jesus intensified the thing. Jesus intensified. He got down to the root of things. Amen. And got down to the reason for the curse. Amen. Why are the refugees in Kosovo in such a terrible state? Okay. I'm going to tell you why they're in such a miserable shape. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. The word anathema in the margin of your Bible, if you got a pretty good Bible, means accursed. Yeah, that's what's wrong with the Kosovotes, Vites, Ites, whatever. Amen. That's what's wrong with the Croats. That's what's wrong with Albania. Amen. That's what's wrong with the whole shebang. Amen. Why? The Muslims hate Jesus. They'll tell you they hate Jesus. The whole world of Muslims hates Jesus Christ. The whole world of Muslims hates all Christianity. Amen. Why, what caused the Holocaust? Why have the Jews gone through Holocaust after Holocaust? Amen. And things are not getting all that much better with the Jews, and they're getting ready for another Holocaust. Why are the Jews in such a bad shape in the world today? Because they hate Jesus. They love not the Lord Jesus. Let me read it to you. This is Paul's word talking about his own people. 1 Thessalonians 2:15, who both killed the Lord Jesus. You think they loved him when they killed him? You think they would be any less in love with him today if he came back? What if Jesus walked the streets of Jerusalem again? You think they'd love him? They'd kill him quicker. Amen. He'd kill him quicker. Why are the Jews in such bad shape? Why did they have the Holocaust and Holocaust after Holocaust? Why have they been wiped out except for a small remnant in most nations in the world through a period of 2,000 years? It's because they killed Jesus and they ain't changed their mind. They're their own worst enemy. They killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets. Amen. Their own prophets. Amen. Who was it that made a covenant fasting, wouldn't eat and drink until it killed Paul? 40 men. And Paul's nephew, amen, told him about it. Slipped in jail and told him about it. Amen. It was a bunch of Christ-hating, God-hating, prophet hating Jews. Amen. Ain't nothing worse than religion gone bad. What's wrong with the Serbs tonight? And why can we not help them? And why are we bombing so-called Christians? Amen. Eastern Orthodox Christians. Amen. That's one reason the Greeks are against the war, is because they are Eastern Orthodox. Amen. And that's one reason that Russia is against the war. It's because the predominant religion in Russia, and the one that has stopped much missionary activity in Russia. We had great liberty at first, but then the Orthodox Church got power. And now they're the ones that's getting the laws passed and lobbying for laws against missionary activity. You know why? Amen. They're bombing Serbia today and can't stop. It's because there ain't nothing worse than religion gone bad, even if it is Christianity. Hey, amen. We ain't got no business over there. We ought to kept our nose out of it. Amen. But Clinton needed something to take Monica off the screen. Amen. And the Prime Minister of England needed something to solve his problems. And so both of them got a little war going. Amen. To shift the blame and get the headlines turned in a different direction for a while. They ain't got any more business over there. Amen. Than a dog in a chicken yard loose. Amen. Listen here. This is what's wrong with the Jews. They both killed the Lord Jesus, their own prophets, and have persecuted us, talking about Paul. And they please not God. Amen. Hate God even. They please not God and are contrary to all men. Now that's about as bad as you can get. And that's where the Jews have been for 2,000 years. But God's going to help them survive for Abraham's sake. God's going to help them survive for Moses' sake. God's going to help a remnant to survive for David's sake. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what? There's a lot of families right in this church that wouldn't be as well off as they are, but God's blessing them for your sake, because you're faithful to God. Because you go to church, because you love God. Amen. Didn't the Bible say that the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the believing wife? In other words, God can bless that home for the believing wife's sake. The unbelieving wife is sanctified by the believing husband. Not saved, not necessarily, but amen, to the extent that God can bless that home for the believing husband's sake. Takes the curse off. Amen. Just get something that'll live for God. Praise God. And that's why they're in trouble today in the world. Amen. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 16:21. Amen. Let him be anathema, means accursed. Maranatha is the next word. The Lord cometh. You know who the Lord's coming for? He's coming for those that Mike was preaching about that's happy. He's coming for those that's blessed. He's coming for those, praise God, that's got many a blessing. Sure, Cain looked on and saw Abel blessed and was envious. God said, if you just do right, you'll be blessed. If not, it's because sin's crouching at the door and it's going to get you. Sin's going to get us. Amen. Repent quickly. Relinquish all rebellion. Get rid of it. Praise God. Put God first in your life. Give up to Jesus. And let Jesus take over. Dad, take the lead in your family. Praise God. Outrun Mom for a change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The old dad, he got saved in a revival in southern Missouri. One old dad did. And she didn't get saved, but he is going to church every night. Amen. He is carrying a lantern and leading the way, going to church, walking to church through the woods. Amen. And she was stumbling along behind, grumbling and growling every step of the way. Amen. And she was stumbling over stumps and logs, and limbs was hitting her in the face. Amen. And bushes was swiping her. Amen. And she grumbled all the way to church for days on end. Revival continued, and one night she got saved. She got old-time religion real good, praise God. And when they started church, she couldn't get church fast enough. She grabbed the lantern out of Grandpa's hand, and she led the way. And he had to run to keep up. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a lot of men that need to be the one that's bringing the kids up to be prayed for. A lot of men that need to be the one, bless God, that's bringing their children up to be prayed for. Amen. We leave our kids for grandma and grandma who's going to church to bring them to church and get them prayed for while we sit back and look at the ceiling. Don't you think it's time we got off our haunches, amen, and took a lead for God? Hallelujah. Amen. Let them parents take care of them kids. Grandma's better than nothing, but that's not good enough. Grandpa's better than nothing, but that's not good enough. Amen. Sooner or later, they're going to follow one of the parents or the other if they don't get a good dose of old-time religion. Praise God. Them parents need to grab the letter and take a lead for God and put God first and bring a blessing on their house. Amen. Brother Dillard prayed for his crop, prayed for rain, and it rained on his crop right down to the fence. And the fellow next door had crop failure, and Brother Dillard had a bumper crop. Rain right to the fence. Praise God. It's happened before, folks. It's happened before. You think God don't know when people of God pray? You think God don't know when people of God's faithful? You think God don't know when God's people's two-timing Him? Amen. And laying out and hanging out and flirting with the world and carrying on when they ought to be at church? Amen. Hey, that world out there is cursed. The only reason they're blessed as good as they are is for the sake of the church that's in the good old United States of America. The only reason we have this prosperity, the only reason the dollar is the strongest currency in the world today and the most coveted in all countries, as far as stable currency is concerned. We may gripe and holler and hoop and whine and pout a little bit like Mike was telling about Steve pouting, amen, about inflation and about how that the dollar has shrunk, but it's still better than any other currency in the world. Amen. Brother Chesler, amen, he wanted some radiators for his house, steam radiators. He heats with coke. I mean, the cold after all the goodies have been cooked out of it and nothing left but the coke, the kind of coke that they make steel with. Amen. And he heats with it. He didn't have no radiators for his new house. He went down to the place where you buy radiators and said, yes, I can get you some radiators. Can you get me some dollars? He said, yes. He said, I can get you some dollars. Amen. The Polish money wouldn't buy radiators. They wanted dollars. And so he dipped into some money that folks had given him, amen, from the United States, offerings and stuff. Brother Burkett and some of them had given to support him. He was saving up and got radiators. With dollars, he could get radiators instantly. Amen. In Poland, you had to wait 9 years after you paid all the rent to get a rented apartment. That's the reason he built his house. His kids would be grown in 9 years and he needed a home now. But with dollars to pay in Poland, amen, you can move in tomorrow. Because the dollar is powerful. You know what makes a dollar powerful? It's praying saints just like you. is people of God, just like you. The dollar will fly out the window as the majority subsides and the prayer life of the people subside and the church apostatizes and goes the way that the Serbs have gone and the Roman Catholics have gone. Amen. And their priests and ministers are corrupt and everybody knows it. Amen. And even years ago, and it's not any better now, they was glad when the Catholic priest left town. They was glad when he died. And here's what was the common saying. He said, our wives and daughters are safe now. It ain't no better now than it was then. Amen. No better. Amen. They can write off any sin with one stroke of the priest's word at the confessional. Amen. You don't need to be confessing to some priest or some preacher. You don't need to be talking to some preacher for the most part. I don't do much counseling over the telephone or otherwise. If somebody asks me something, I tell them. Most time they don't like what I tell them, so they don't ask me much. Amen. I do my counseling in the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. I've done very little counseling in my time because people don't need to talk to another preacher. They need to talk to God. And they already know what's the matter with them. Talk to God about it. Amen. Sister called this morning. Amen. And she was as loony as could be and has been for years. Amen. Wanted to talk to my wife and I said, no, you can't. Amen. Please let me talk with her just a little bit. I said, no, you can't. Well, what about this that's wrong with you? I said, there ain't nothing wrong with you. It's all in your mind. Amen. They don't like what I tell them sometimes. Amen. They want to talk to Sister Collins. So I don't do very much counseling. Amen. I guess you know, amen, I hung up on her. Hallelujah. Amen. I talk to anybody that really needs help. Talk to anybody that really needs counsel. But they come off the wall with some out of the way foolishness that I know ain't nothing to it. Amen. I ain't got no time to fool with nothing like that. Praise God. Oh, amen. I'm not all that mean. I'm just a big old teddy bear. Sometimes I growl a little bit. Sometimes I growl a little bit loud. Sometimes louder at times than others. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, but I'm just a big old teddy bear. Amen. Hey, praise God. The blessing comes from loving Jesus. The blessing comes from being a friend to Him. The promise comes, praise God, because you love the Lord. And when we don't love Him and we don't put Him first in our lives and we don't seek Him first in our lives, the Bible promises in both Testaments that we shall have many acres. Stand with me tonight and let's pray. Father, reach down your hand. Touch lives, touch hearts, touch bodies. Hallelujah. Touch minds, oh, touch spirits. Oh, glory to God. Move, I pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, on every heart and every life. Help us young and old to love Jesus and put Him first. To love God and love His house and put Him first. To love His prophets and to love His preachers and put Him first. Hallelujah. To love the souls of men and seek out those that are lost and bring them to God. And put God first in our life.